AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Super Tuesday is just hours away. At his last campaign stop tonight in Valdosta, Georgia, Donald Trump said professional politicians like Marco Rubio can't be trusted.
I've dealt with politicians worldwide, and I want to tell you, they're never going to get you to the promised land, folks. They're never going to do it. And, you know, I saw this, like this little Marco Rubio, this guy. I call him lightweight. I call him lightweight Marco.
Rubio told voters in Atlanta there's still time for Republicans to pick someone other than Donald Trump.
It's still not too late to wake up and realize the direction we're headed as a party and as a country. It's still not too late to choose a different direction.
Ted Cruz told voters in Dallas he expects to do well tomorrow.
It is the most important day, I believe, in this entire primary season. We are going to have a very good Super Tuesday.
John Kasich says he'll make jobs his number one priority as president.
I would have the vice president, he or she, would be unwinding all these rules that are crippling small businesses' ability to create jobs. I would lower the corporate tax rate to 25% and not double tax corporations so they bring their money home from Europe.
Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton told a rally in Norfolk, Virginia, her campaign is getting things done.
We're focused on making progress together, where we talk about issues, not insults.
Clinton's rival Bernie Sanders told voters in Minneapolis today his campaign has changed over the last few months, and he says more is yet to come.
Tomorrow here in Minnesota, you can make that change even more significant.
Sanders thinks he can beat Clinton in Massachusetts as well. This is AP Radio News. Companies that sell meal kits, which include all the ingredients needed to make home-cooked food, have exploded in the past 4 years.
The food kits cost about $10 per meal per person, which is more than groceries, but everything ships directly to you in one package with cooking instructions. Of course, some taste better than others. Food analyst Darren Seifer says, for some, meal kits are the new eating out.
It's these same people who, as they pull back from restaurants, who are using fresh foods and beverages more in their home. So they're trying to get what restaurants used to give them all the time.
$1.5 billion was spent worldwide on food kits last year, with less than half of that coming from the U.S., according to Technomic Research Group. I'm Julie Walker.
Late-day selling erased almost all of the stock market's gains for the month. 9 of the 10 market sectors fell today as investors lost their enthusiasm for stocks after 2 straight weekly gains. The Dow fell 123 points. I'm Ross Simpson.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville. Calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.